Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Can I speak with Alexander Ficker, please?
He doesn't live here.
Okay, so that's no problem. We just, we're conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you have a few minutes to participate in the survey?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, are you okay? And just, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be like a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
65.
Okay, 65. All right, and just for qualification purposes, just to be sure we represent everybody, what is your race, sir?
I'm a Caucasian.
Okay. All right, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay, and then now thinking about the direction, you know, the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I'm going to say I mildly approve.
Okay, so be the somewhat approve, right?
I'll say somewhat approve.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about the, you know, the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress, you know, to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K through 12 education, or protecting the and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
I'll go for the economy. I think that was the third one you had there, the economy.
Yes, growing the economy and creating jobs, and what else, sir?
And inflation.
Fighting inflation. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, sir. And, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel, you know, very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, but you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, yeah, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Raul Garcia from 0 to 100.
Never heard of him.
Okay, never heard or no? Never heard. All right. What about Maria Kenwell?
I'll give her like a 2.
Two? Okay. Donald Trump.
I'll give him like a 9.
9. Okay, from 0 to 100, okay?
Okay.
So 9. Okay, Joe Biden.
I'll give him a 0.
0. Joe Kent.
I'll give him a 90.
90. Okay, Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
I'll give her like about a 65.
65. Woke liberals in Congress.
Woke liberals, I'll give them a zero.
Zero. And mega Republicans.
I'll give them like a 75.
75. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glennon-Kemp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Joe Kent. All right, sir. Even though you're not supporting Marie Glennon-Kemp Perez, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is it like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Very slight chance.
Very slight chance. Okay, sir. Okay, now I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important, you know, in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me, you know, how important that is on, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you don't think it's important at all, 5 means somewhat important, and 10 means that it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose from 0 to 10.
I'll say 2.
Okay, someone you can trust.
10.
10. Okay, a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
10.
10. A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedom.
A 10.
And a fighter for the working class.
10.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Marie Glennon-Kemp Perez, okay? Please rate me each statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means a statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glennon-Kemp Perez. For Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to support her, okay, from Congress. But you can use any number.
Okay.
In February of 2020, Maria Glennon-Kemp Perez miscarried, you know, at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without a immediate abortion. And Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of, you know, losing her pregnancy, Marie had, you know, to walk through a wall of protesters to, you know, to get, you know, the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, you know, and we can count on her to stand up in reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Would you say that's not convincing at all, somewhat
4.
Convincing, or very convincing? 4, okay?
All
right, sir. Marie Glennon-Kemp Perez shows up, you know, she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing a $600 million needed to repair I-540 bridge, which will create...
Anybody was going to get that $600 million. I'll give her a 7.
Okay.
A 7.
Create, you know, that will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie, you know, listens to us and works to find solutions to our real world problems. That's a different kind of leader. What number did you say, sir?
7.
7. Okay, and the last one. Okay, and the last one will say, Marie Glossenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan policy games. Marie has broken with the, you know, Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting, you know, the party line, she voted her conscience, and she did what she thought was the best, you know, for our district. As the Colombian stated, you know, quote, such an independent is refreshing, particularly for a first term representative. So Perez, you know, sense of duty her district rather than party.
I'll give her an 8.
Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but, you know, let me ask you again, if the election for Congress in 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, and lastly, we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time and participation. I'm going to have a few minutes and we should be done. Okay, now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about, you know, Joe Kent, okay? Others will hear statements about other, you know, the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts about supporting him, okay, for Congress. Here's the first one. We need a leader who will focus on a real everyday challenges, you know, of working people, not, you know, on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is a Mr. Extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it, quote, a Antifa, you know, super highway, unquote, you know, and that Democrats, you know, will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense, you know. How does any of that help with the everyday challenge of working people who live in our district? We need a representative in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Would you say it gives you no doubts at all about supporting him? Some doubts or serious doubts?
No doubts, 0.
Okay, see you. All right, sir. Joe Kent doesn't respect, you know, the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S., you know, U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of the ridiculous election fraud lawsuit hit in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor race and Lauren Culp is governor. You know, Joe Kent, extreme beliefs are, you know, a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. Would you say that's no doubts about supporting him, some doubts, or serious doubts?
No doubts.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely about supporting him in Congress? Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, or more likely?
More likely.
Okay. All right, sir, in your own words, giving everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him in Congress?
None at all.
Okay. All right.
None at all.
Okay, can you give me any, you know, feedback or, you know, why would you get not, you know, any reason not about supporting him in Congress?
We have to stop the invasion at the southern border. We have to stop the inflation that Biden has caused. We have to stop all the increase in prices. We have to stop all the increase in gas prices. we have to stop this electric vehicle madness. All this climate change thing is just absurd. I go on and on here. Is that enough
okay,
for you?
One of the things is we need invasion in the border, right?
That's the number one for me.
Okay, okay, I'm writing this down so because this is important, okay?
340,000 gotaways have come across there. ISIS just attacked Moscow. They've come into the United States. They're going to do something here. Biden doesn't give a rip. He doesn't care.
Border, and then what else you said of prices, gasoline prices,
inflation.
And all that stuff?
Yeah, inflation
okay,
and the gasoline prices. Inflation has come down, but Biden and his policies are the people that caused the whole thing for the last 3 years. Donald Trump left office. The inflation was 1.4% almost immediately. Biden's policies, basically based on the fuel prices, went up immediately.
Okay, sir, and just for qualification purpose, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've got a master's degree with honors.
Okay. And are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
No, zero.
Okay. All right, so in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm going to say a moderate conservative.
Moderate conservative. So I only have moderate or somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I'll put moderate.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would that be twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir, and appreciate your help and patience. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Goodbye.
Uh-huh. Thank you.